Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. We are going to be doing some covers. Been doing that over the last 6 months or so. Handful of episodes featuring covers, including this one, which will be punk bands covering some classic punk bands, classic punk songs. Most of these songs are 70s, 80s tracks, a lot of 70s stuff, but punk related. And I'm clarifying that because the next time we do covers, we'll be featuring non-punk bands, but probably from a similar era. But that'll be probably about in June or so, every couple months. We've got a lot of other cool episodes. If you haven't tuned into Punkanoi Worldwide before, a lot of other great stuff that has come before. Just earlier this past week, we featured the first on this go-around, which is episode Connecticut episode 2, that is. But that was because on the first go-around, we did an episode featuring Connecticut bands. Well, this time we are featuring two episodes featuring Connecticut bands. So this episode's kind of sandwiched in between the two. Early next week, you will get another episode featuring more and, yes, different. We already featured the ones from last week. It'll be all different bands. That's how it rolls. So on this episode, featuring more classic punk, as I mentioned, especially with like a lot of the Canadian band or episodes and the covers, the saxophones and such, a lot of great suggestions. I got suggestions from other bands that I will be including on that Connecticut episode. So I'm always reading in all the comments. At least try to like them, comment, send back, respond to messages that we get through either the social medias or through the website or by email, whatever. And definitely got a lot of great suggestions, including some great suggestions for this episode, which I will include on there. Rude Boy Groot, if you check out the comments over on Instagram, most of the episodes do have some comments from him. And I think it's almost like a co-host in a way where you get a lot more content if you go back and read those as well. So that's a recommendation on top from me. And I will be including some recommendations here. So let's get into the music. The band Coxbar. Yes, we're going to play a couple bands covering them. Two different tracks in this instance, but two Coxbar tracks. And the reason why we're starting with them is because Coxbar will be releasing next week, in about 1 week from when this episode's being recorded, probably their final recorded material. You never know, you never know. I mean, these guys may come up with a song or a something or another, put out a single, put out a picture, vinyl, who knows what. But it seems, you know, the last album was about 7 years ago. And prior to that, I think in the last couple decades, 7 years is the earliest that they're putting out a new album. So I don't suspect a new full length will be coming out again after this next one. So that's why we're starting here. First, we're going to get to the band Soda City Riot out of Columbia in South Carolina. They released singles, covers, and other shitty songs, and they do have some other covers on there, but we're featuring this one. They released that last year, June 2nd of 2023. You can go find them on Facebook at Soda City Riot and Soda City Riot as well on Instagram. The track they covered from Coxbar is We're Coming Back. We're coming back to you. City, right? Fantastic. You know, the great thing is you get to kind of see some influences, right? Some of these great bands, all these more modern bands. Some of these were covered back in the 90s, but still tracks from the 70s, early 80s. You get to see kind of the influences, right? Because if we're in a band, we're not just going to go cover some random band like, oh, yeah, whatever. They're going to cover somebody that it was a song that fits their style, so something that is influential to them, or maybe bands they just really like. And so some, you know, a little insight into the bands, as it were, not just a track. So let's get to the next one. Like I said, it is also a track from Kaxbar. That is the band Raka Roar, I think. They're Swedish. They are from Gothenburg in Sweden. The track is called
Tack och hej.
Tack och hej, which I'll get to in just one moment. Straight Pipe is what the band's name.
Raka Rör.
There you go. According to Google Translate, and according to Google Translate, Straight Pipe, translated from Norwegian, that is. So maybe that's accurate. I'm not sure. But Tack och hej is a cover that you'll find over on Swenglish Volume 7. That's a compilation, not on any of their individual releases. And that compilation was released March 18th of 2020. They do have an Instagram page at raka.ror. This Kaxbar track, again, Tack och hej, was not, it's not a direct translation. I think it's hello and goodbye, if I'm not mistaken, according to Google Translate. Again, those translations are, I don't know. Oh, sorry, it's not hello, it's thank you and goodbye. Thank you and goodbye. But the track that they are covering, well, you know, maybe we'll leave it as a surprise, see if you figure it out. We'll talk about it after it goes.
Det börjar som det gör i en rep lokal i ett industriområde. Så vi stannar här, men det lät så bra att vi inte rådde på det. Vi fick blod att han blev ett evigt förband. Om han har skönt svarar hans. Ni tror att vi behövs, men det är dags att dö. Vi lägger snarare någon mer hans. Tack och hej!
Sure you figured it out. Take them all. Great stuff. I am excited. They've released three tracks, Kaxbar. So if you haven't checked them out already, you can do that while you wait for the week to pass. It'll be out on Pirates Press. They've got several vinyls up for pre-order already. So you can check that out too. That was all obviously in Swedish. Let's move to the next band. So the next band that we're going to have covered is Blitz. We're actually going to play two back-to-back of the same cover, but the first one is Ultra Rasia. They did a split with Concrete Elite that came out this year, February 22nd of 2024. So new cover here. And it is Rasseurs dans la nuit. So we'll get to that in just a second. But Blitz, I'm sure you can figure it out. At Ultra Razia Montreal on Facebook and at Ultra underscore Razia on Instagram. Then once we play Montreal band, we're going to head to Novi Sad in Serbia for the band Vrasnjako Nazili. I am sure I screwed that up. It is Serbian, and I haven't the slightest idea how I'm supposed to pronounce it. Translates into English, according to Google Translate, as bullying, and it says it's Bosnian and
Vrasnjako Nazili.
There you go. According to Google Translate, they released Live and Loud on April 30th of 2021. And their covers Razors in the Night, which I always liked this song a lot, especially because I like the band Razors in the Night, who took their name from that track. Pretty fantastic. So we're going to play the new one first, then the one that's a little older off a Live and Loud album. The band is found at VRSNJACKONASILJEOI for Oi at the end. So it's the band's name with Oi, and it's the same on Instagram and Facebook, so check them out on those. Let's play them back to back. You'll get Rasseurs dans la nuit and Razors in the Night. Here goes.
Let's go.
Razors in the Night times two, but first one was in French. How'd you like it? Great. Both had some similarities, but obviously different. One was in French, one was in English, brought to you by a Serbian band, which is pretty fantastic. Great stuff. We do have a lot of tracks. I've probably been talking a whole lot, so let's start getting to more of these tracks. So, more Blitz. This time, Someone's Gonna Die. We're gonna get a little bit different style. We played two oi bands right there. Let's go to some street punk. Out of Syracuse in New York, the War Lovers, off their Chaos, Chaos, Chaos that they put out November 18th of 2023. So new stuff there. It's at the War Lovers 7737 over on Facebook if you want to check them out there, or on Instagram at the War Lovers. Here's another one from Blitz. Someone's Gonna Die. Love their version. Blitz version's fantastic too. Blitz is so great. That's why we're doing so many covers from Blitz here. But that was War Lovers. Let's get into two in a row from Still Defiant. They are going to cover a Blitz track and then a Misfits track. So let's do first, and they're both off of 100% Razor Sharp Punk Rock that they put out October 30th of 2020. If you like the band, at Still Defiant on both Instagram and Facebook. They're from Niedersachsen in Germany. And they are going to cover Fatigue from Blitz, followed by Hybrid Moments from Misfits. So, two, here goes. We'll be right back. still defiant hybrid moments. Those two great and different styles that they did, and I thought they did an excellent job on both. Great band out of Germany. Next, we're going to head to Italy for another Misfits cover. It's going to sound different, but it's not the same track. The band is The Beaters Band, or a.k.a. The Beaters Vintage Punk Rock and Roll. They released 52 Ways to Murder, which is an EP, had some Misfits songs on there. They released that September 18th of 2019. And I want to thank Leonardo for sending these over when he did. That was back in October. I think we played one of them. It was like the theme for Friday the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Nightmare on Elm Street. One of the two. I forget offhand. But either way, they did a cover of that too, which you can go check out on 52 Ways to Murder. The band is found at The Beaters Vintage Punk Rock and Roll on Facebook, and then at The Beaters Band on Instagram. They're covering the Misfits here, and this track is Some Kind of Hate. Some Kind of Hate. That was two covers in a row of the Misfits. Next, while we're in Italy, let's play another band from Italy. This band is Hoax, and Hoax is going to be covering Agent Orange. They're found at Hoax Punks, that's H-O-A-X-P-U-N-X, on Facebook, and at Hoax underscore Punk, same spelling, just the underscore on Instagram. This release came out of Pasaderic Pats Records, which is all over again. A split that the band did, and that came out on Halloween 2023. They're from Bologna in Italy, and the Agent Orange track they are covering, if you didn't guess on your own, if you know the band, then I think the style fits. This is Bloodstains.
Take a mess, this one for me. Sometimes I'd rather die. Take a double off the things, but I can't see eye to eye. I know they know the way I've been, I know they always will. But something's gonna change my mind, sometimes I run a hill. Blasting, speckles, fresh girl.
was Hoax with Bloodstains. Great track there. We're going to go from Bologna to Mondragon in Spain for the next bit. They are Iscanbila or Iscanbia. The band put out a release on Tough Ain't Enough Records. And it is a cover of Sham 69. We're going to play a couple here from Sham 69. The first one here being Iscanbia. Their LP that they put out on Tough Ain't Enough back in this past November. It is
Bizimodu baten historia.
That's in Basque, translates to the history of a way of life. So they released that again at Tough Ain't Enough, who puts out a lot of great stuff, including the next track. We'll play them back to back as we're playing two tracks from Sham 69, but two different tracks. So this track here, much like that Swedish track we played from Rock Roar, or I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that one by now, it translates into English. Well, it is in Basque, it is
Leer Dadila Iscanbila.
It's Explode Dadila Iscanbila. I don't think that's an accurate translation there, Google Translate. So the track is a cover of Borstal Breakout. The band is found at Iscanbia Mondra on Facebook and at Iscanbia underscore Oi, and that's Iscanbila. Then we will go into the first off of a compilation called Oi, In the Head, Punk and Heart, or In Head, Punk and Heart, sorry, which came out on Crom Records and Tough Ain't Enough Records. This is a various artist, so that the compilation features several Spanish bands covering other Spanish bands for the most part until you get to this track, which is then Sham 69. They're doing If the Kids Are United. It just lists as various, so I assume a variety of the artists that you would be able to find on Oi, In Head, Punk, and Heart. So let's play those two from Sham 69 in a row. Two bands, both from, well, a band from Spain and then a various grouping of people, I believe, that would be from Spain. Here goes.
Once in my life I've got a son to say, I wanna say no.
Great cover. Awesome. Various is, like I said, that's what it's listed as. But I'm sure it's folks that were involved on this compilation. Oi! In Head, Punk in Heart, which again, you find on Tough Ain't Enough, Crom Records. Bands on there are Arcada, Social, Instinto Agresivo, The Crusaders Against You, Rude Pride, Up Yours, Knockout, Shockwaves, Abogavantes, Contirantes, and Celt Oi, covering bands in the same order. R.A.P., Cicatriz, La Polla, Parabellum, Escobuto, MCD, Commando 9mm, Cortatu, Distorsion, and Sinestro Total. Obviously, the last one here that we played is the last track, Sham 69 cover. And that'll transition us into the next track, which is another track on there, the only one I didn't mention, and that's Fred and the Perrys from Galicia in Spain, covering Desorden. They are at Fred and the Perrys over on Facebook. If you want to check them out, this compilation, if I forgot to mention earlier, came out May 24th of 2017. So I was like right when I started SLC Punkcast. That's how it's been out almost 7 years. Destroya is the name of the track that Fred and the Perrys are covering. Here it is.
Sucio mundo, asco te dé. Cuando sientas el odio en la sangre correr. Cuando quieras cambiar la puta realidad. Actúa por ti mismo, no te dejes llevar. Destruye, destruye. Destruye hasta el final. Si ves que tu vida no tiene sentido. Si juzgas un día qué duro es vivir. Si todos tus actos son puros desastres. Si ves que el futuro no tiene color. Destruye, destruye. Destruye hasta el final. Por pisar la sociedad. Destruye, destruye. Destruye hasta el final.
Fred and the Perrys covering Desorden. Great stuff. That's going to bring us to the next track. So we did a few bands there from Spain. We are going to go to a Portuguese band, but not from Portugal. The band is from Sao Paulo in Brazil. They are Blind Pigs. We're actually going to play two from them. Their first cover, we'll play them back to back. Their first cover is of Forgotten Rebels, I Left My Heart in Iran, which you'll find on Hotel Duas Estrellas, which is a single, so that track and then this cover are what you'll find on there, and that came out November 12th of 2012, so a little bit older. The band is at Blind Pigs on Facebook and at Blind _ Pigs on Instagram if you want to check them out, and then we'll play them covering The Business, and we'll do three in a row. Why not? Because the cover after that is also The Business and also Real Enemy. Both bands covering Real Enemy. We'll see what you think. It's Funeral Dress with Real Enemy. That they put out in 2002, so almost 20 years later, Blind Pigs are putting out their version. We'll talk more about Funeral Dress after. Let's get to those covers. Forgotten Rebels first, and then a couple by The Business. Here are Blind Pigs.
Start a world war. The country's in its own to score. Now can't see the eyes of us and all the world to try. It's the only one a Mediterranean way. That's how I'm a mercenary. I left my heart, I'm on the rent.
I left my heart.
Play back the shot, that's where I began.
I left my heart.
Try to drop some bombs and watch the rain.
I left my heart.
I left my heart, I'm on the rent.
Lord, drop the bombs, boy!
I left my heart.
Funeral Dress. That was two of Real Enemy in a row from the business. What'd you think? I mean, I think that the Funeral Dress and Blind Pig, similar in style, but definitely not the same track as that Funeral Dress track was actually almost 30 seconds longer. So, you know, definitely not the same thing. But there's two in a row there from Blind Pigs doing two different covers of two different bands. We had two of the business, both Real Enemy. That track, Funeral Dress, was actually off the Worldwide Tribute to Real Oi, Volume 2. We're going to play something off of the Worldwide Tribute to Real Oi, Volume 1 here in just one moment. Before we get there, Funeral Dress, they're from Belgium, if you didn't know. That compilation came out in 2002. Number 1 also came out, it looks like, in 2000. So we'll get to that here in a moment, but 2 years apart. And the interesting thing is Ono Cro-Mag and Roger Murray are the two guys that actually compiled the both compilations, the Worldwide Tribute to Real Oi Volume 1 and 2. Funeral Dress, though, at Funeral Dress Official on Facebook and a Funeral Dress _ Official on Instagram. Let's do two in a row from, actually we'll do three. Why not? We've been doing three. Let's get to the music. You'd rather hear music anyway, right? Before we get to that music, let's real quick, I want to recap some of these compilations so that in case you're curious, you can go get, there are 27 tracks. I'm just going to quickly run down a few. Most of the bands, I think on both compilations, do two tracks each, if I'm not mistaken. So you get Roger Murray and the Disasters, Ignite, Second Chance, The Bouncing Souls, Brightside, Harley Cro-Mag and Friends, Death Threat, Hard Sell, love Hard Sell, Vision, Murphy's Law, Beans, Powerhouse, love Powerhouse, Funeral Dress, and Millwall Roy, and they're covering greats such as Coxbar, Peter and the Test Tube Babies, The Blood, Foreskins, Cockney Rejects, The Last Resort, The Business, Blitz, The Strike, Agnostic Front, so many others, Angelic Restarts, and that's on number 2. We're about to do number 1, which that one features bands Agnostic Front, Awkward Thought, Blood for Blood, Discipline, Dropkick Murphys, Kill Your Idols, Madball, Oxymoron, Rikers, Sick of It All, a lot of hardcore there, even a lot of New York hardcore, which is awesome. Stampin' Ground, Stigmata, Tech N9ne, and they, again, all the bands covering two tracks each. And they cover bands such as Coxbar, The Strike, The Oppressed, Sham 69, The Last Resort, The Insane, Blitz, some of the same bands from the first one, but Slaughter and the Dogs, The Ejected, Menace. And that brings us to these tracks here. So off of Volume 1, the Worldwide Tribute to Real Oi Volume 1, we're going to play Awkward Thought covering GLC from Menace. Band Awkward Thoughts from New York. They are at Awkward Thought over on Facebook. And right after that, you'll hear the Hudson Falcons covering GLC, which they put out a year before this even, 1999, on their Desperation and Revolution release. So you'll hear GLC twice by Menace, but first by Awkward Thought and then by Hudson Falcons, who are at Hudson Falcons on Facebook and Instagram. And then we'll play a Hudson Falcons covering the MC5 Kick Out the Jams. We'll talk more about that after you hear it. But that came out in 2001, so definitely 99, 2000, and 2001, not specifically in that order, tracks there on these covers. Here is a couple of GLC.
Gotta break out of this rat race. Gotta keep my cage out the fuck. Man, and your smiling lies, you're all covered in smut.
GLC, 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 GLC. kick them out.
Yes, they did. They done kicked him out. That was Hudson Falcons covering MC5's Kick Out the Jams. Great stuff there. Hudson Falcons out of New Jersey. We'll be definitely playing them here when we get to New Jersey, but we still have Massachusetts and New York to go before we get there. Before that, two in a row of GLC. You know, a hardcore band, you got a oi band, but both right around the same time, and I thought they definitely had a lot of similarity there. Menace is awesome. That was a great track. Definitely a tribute to even you local politicians who are corrupt. Fuck you. Next up, we're going to be playing My Pals out of Dover, New Hampshire. We played them when we just did New Hampshire episodes. It had been too long since we played them. I think we played this cover before, not here, maybe on SLC Punkcast. But they did a great job. They're covering the Sex Pistols at Step 13. They're at DFDODAAT on Facebook and at Step 13, so 13NH on Instagram. They released this cover, God Save the Queen, on May 29th of 2020 on their Triple Ace EP. I hope they get back together and create some more music. I've been able to see them twice, in person obviously twice too, but interviewed, I think we had them on the show as a band like three different times, which is pretty awesome. So I hope so, but either way, we're going to play some of their stuff now. Here's God Save the Queen.
You are moron, a potential explorer.
Step 13, God Save the Queen. I really enjoy covers where they're true to the cover in the sense that you know it's that song. But then at the same time, they take that song and make it their own where it's obviously different. So similar and different at the same time. Yes, as complicated as maybe I'm making that sound. I really enjoy when a band can do that. And Step 13 indeed did with God Save the Queen. Just a couple tracks left to go. Next up, we're going to play the band Pure Heel out of Buffalo in New York off their Freedom EP, which came out almost a year ago, April 23 of 23. They covered Wire. The band's found at Pure Heel on both Instagram and Facebook, and that's H-E-E-L, Pure Heel. The Wire track that they covered there is X Lion Tamer. See, I think there's some probably obvious ones that, you know, you say Coxbar. All right, you're not that surprised that we're playing covers of Coxbar and maybe those specific tracks. Maybe Blitz, same thing. But I bet nobody was thinking that we were going to be including a cover of Wire and on top of that X Lion Tamer. So great job for Pure Heel off Heel off of Freedom. Here goes. Heel, X Lion Tamer. They were covering Wire. We're down, like I said, just a couple tracks left to go. Next up, we're going to head back to Germany, this time to Dusseldorf, Nordrhein-Westfalen. Hopefully I got that close. For the band The Porters, we played them not too long ago, came across this cover they did, and I thought, it's got to be here. They're at The Porters Folk Punk on Facebook and at the _ Porters. They released The Good Times and The Bad on December 15th of 2023, so just a very recent release there, just a few months back. They are covering Angelic Upstarts. They did a great job with this cover. It is Solidarity.
Any workers fight to make a stand. Behind them, every honest working man. In unity with each other, and your friend becomes your brother. And in the tyrant's arms will be a lesson learned. Give them hope, give them strength. And give them life like a candle burning in the black of night. We all with you in our hearts and in our minds.
The Porter Solidarity did a killer job there with that angelic upstarts. How about that saxophone part? How about the violin? Yeah, they killed it. It was great. I enjoyed it. We're going to wrap up the show in Copenhagen, Denmark. The band is Motorsav. They released an album, and they did so release this album February 16th of this year, 2024, so a very new release. It is, well, Google Translate has no idea what it is. It is saying it's Corsican, which that can't be right. Dodslos Nader, which has to be incorrect. I'm sure I'm wrong. They are at Motorsav CPH over on Facebook. If you would like to go check them out there. According to Google Translate, if it's Danish, which it should be, I don't know why that didn't automatically pull up.
D-U-D-S-L-U-C-N-E-D-O.
I think it just spelled it in Danish. The translation is Deathless Nights. So that is the name of the release. Girl You Want by Devo. That is what they put on there. Another one of those early, you know, when they started out being a punk band. And, you know, that was at this time, too, with this track, Girl You Want. So let's go with Motorsav from Copenhagen, wrapping up the show with Girl You Want. Yeah, a little bonus there for you. That was Bullshit Detector, Million Miles Away, covering the Plimsolls, who again, just like Devo, started out as a punk band and then kind of became, you know, more than that, new wave, alternative, whatever you want to consider those bands as they progressed after their first releases and so forth. But we did play that one just a couple months back. That's off their Violet Crown EP. But I figured I'd throw it in, and you enjoy it. We're already here anyway. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way up to this point. A lot of great stuff here on this episode. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you at the beginning of next week. Have a great weekend.